My message is watch out for deception. I like the analogy that I've read in some of my studies about 2 Thessalonians, that Paul is like a doctor giving stern orders a second time to take your medicine. That's what Paul comes back the second time in 2 Thessalonians and starts getting a little bit harder. It's a very short book, but he's very hard. He said, look, you've been listening to rumors. I did not start these rumors that Christ had already come back, but you're hearing them. You're being deceived. Stop it. That's basically what he was saying in a little bit more eloquent words, but that's what he was getting across. Don't be deceived. In 2 Thessalonians, it says, brothers and sisters, we have a request from you concerning our Lord Jesus Christ's coming, and when we are gathered together to be with you, with Him. They're already assuming that they've missed the boat. They think, hey, we heard he came already. Where is he at? And then Paul goes on to say, we don't want you to be easily confused in your mind or upset if you hear that the day of the Lord is already here. Whether you hear it through some spirit, a message, or a letter supposedly from us, don't let anyone deceive you in any way. None of us know. Paul was quite adamant about that. No one knows. So, do not be deceived. Do not be deceived by the rumors and the news media and all this. You make up your own mind based on your beliefs, based on God's calling, according to God's calling. Okay? Strangely enlightened in Australia. I saw that in Australia. They still respect. They respect each other's opinions. They got a good sense of humor. They don't seem to be as deceived. They tell their mind, they tell it like it is, without any feeling of political incorrectness. Perhaps we should take a leaf from their book. Tell us that story. 1,600 years of development, 40 different writers inspired and put it into chronological order, a historical order. As opposed to the other book, don't be deceived by miscommunication. That's my point. Watch out for deception. Let us pray.